USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll shows Americans overwhelmingly support welcoming refugees from Ukraine. The Gallup poll out Tuesday finds 78% of people surveyed say they would approve of allowing up to 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. A process to do that is getting underway. This is one of the highest levels of support for admitting refugees Gallup has found in its polling about various refugee situations since 1939. Gas prices are rising for the first time in nearly a week. AAA station survey finding the national average price for regular up 1 cent to $4.13 a gallon. The national average is up 3 cents a gallon over the past week. In a developing story, Vice President Kamala Harris tests positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
A federal judge says not so fast to the Biden administration. A federal judge is ruling against the Biden administration.
Federal judge in Louisiana has sided with GOP-led states in blocking the Biden administration from rescinding Title 42, the Trump-era pandemic policy that expels migrants out of the country without letting them seek asylum. The decision from Judge Robert Summerhays, a Trump appointee, is temporary. The broader suit, initially filed by Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona, accuses the Biden administration of not allowing for a comment period on Title 42's revocation. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Attorneys generals in Washington, D.C. and Virginia are conducting separate investigations into the actions of the Washington commanders. The probes will look into workplace misconduct, sexual harassment, and how the team handled revenue and other allegations. This as Congress is also looking into the organization. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, is visiting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow to discuss the war in Ukraine. Secretary Guterres says there is an urgent need for humanitarian aid in Ukraine.
The United Nations has repeatedly called for ceasefires to protect civilians and to facilitate a political dialogue to reach a solution. So far, that has not been possible.
He says he is proposing a humanitarian contract group to create effective humanitarian corridors. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk's bid to buy out Twitter has been fulfilled for approximately $44 billion. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan declaring an end to the Democrat censorship on Twitter.
The left doesn't want you to speak. If you don't agree with them, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, they're going to attack you. They're going to try to cancel you. That all changes today with Elon Musk now owning Twitter.
There are calls for Musk to lift the suspension on former President Trump's account that was implemented after the Capitol Hill riots. But Trump told Fox News Monday that he wouldn't return to Twitter if the suspension on his account was lifted. Flight attendants with Delta Airlines will be paid while passengers are boarding. It's set to begin in just over a month and will involve half of their hourly rate. They're usually paid when the doors to the plane close. Delta is facing a union drive from the Association of Flight Attendants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.